Michelle, can we start? All right, good morning and welcome. This is the hybrid commission meeting of November 22nd, 2021. Everybody, please settle down. Thank you. All right, we're going to have two meetings this morning. The first at 9 o'clock and the second at 10 o'clock. This is the hybrid commission meeting, and during our meetings, I'm going to have to read the legal intro. The City Commission is physically present in the Commission Chamber at Miami Beach City Hall. The public is encouraged to attend the meeting virtually. However, members of the public who wish to attend the meeting in person may appear at the Commission Chamber. While at City Hall, members of the public are required to wear facial coverings and observe social distancing, consistent with CDC guidelines to limit the spread of COVID-19. To participate virtually during the commission meeting, the public may, and here's how you're going to join the meeting if you're watching online. You can join it at the Zoom app at zoom.us, or you can do it by telephone. I'm going to give you two numbers. The second one is toll-free and a long webinar ID number, so get a pen if you want to write it down. 1-301-715-8592 by telephone, or toll-free 888-475-4499. That's 888-475-4499. Now, the webinar ID number, and I'll repeat that, is 813-928-5767#. That's 813-928-5767#. So with that, and a call to order, I'm going to ask that our wonderful city manager, Lena Hudak, begin the meeting with an inspirational message.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and good morning, Honorable Mayor, commissioners, commissioners-elect. As we begin this week of new beginnings and Thanksgiving, let us bow our heads in gratefulness. Dear God, we thank you today for the blessing of work that is meaningful and most especially for bringing us all together to celebrate and welcome our newly elected public servants to their important role in making the decisions that will shape the future of our great city. We ask, dear God, that you give them and their families the fortitude that is needed to serve in these challenging times. We ask your blessings on our departing friends and colleagues, Commissioners Gongora and Steinberg, as they know that we are grateful for their many years of service. We ask also that you continue to bless our over 2,000 professional and dedicated staff in all of their endeavors, most especially those who risk their lives every day to protect us, our residents, visitors, and businesses. As we enter this beautiful week of giving thanks, we thank you for the gift of good health, our families, and the joy of being able to finally celebrate together. We pray for those in need. We ask your blessings upon them. Dear God, lastly, protect all of us who sit on this dais. Give us continued strength, wisdom, faithfulness, and courage to stay true to our ideals and make the best decisions that ensure the quality of life of our residents. We ask this with love, appreciation, and respect to all that each of us individually believe in. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, City Manager. Okay, I would ask at this time all of our first responders, all of our police, all of our fire, please come forward. Chief, bring you and anyone else here, Deputy Chief. Chief, will you bring your folks up? We're going to ask you to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Let's get everybody together. All right. I'm going to call maybe the only item, R7A.
Yes, sir. R7A is adopt a certificate of results of the November 16, 2021 runoff election.
All right.
Move the item.
Second.
I'll second it.
Is this an acclamation vote?
Yes, sir.
Is there any objection? Show it done by acclamation. All right. Congratulations to all of you who just got elected. So I guess we're going to go to R9A, which is the recognitions for both Commissioner Gongora and Commissioner Steinberg for their service to our city. And I think we're going to begin, PJ, with some video. This is the video. It's one of those performance art videos where you see them really as they are. Okay. For Commissioner Steinberg, I hope. As is tradition, I'm going to ask for some farewell remarks from our two commissioners. So first, let's begin with Commissioner Gongora.
All right. Good morning, everybody. It has been an incredible honor and privilege to represent you all, the residents of Miami Beach, on three different occasions over many years. Looking at these pictures, it's really hard to believe that it's been 4 years since I was sworn in last. A lot has changed since I was first elected in 2006, but what hasn't changed is my love and commitment and dedication for our city and for our residents. Besides the fact that I'm now 15 years older, I've served in a number of very challenging times in our city. When I first got elected in November of 2006, that's seen as the moment when the real estate bubble burst and property prices started to crash. It hit rock bottom during my second term in 2012, which for the first time this body had to make very, very difficult budgetary decisions, slice and dice, that was not easy and not pleasant. And now, of course, the past year and 8 months, we've been dealing with COVID-19, which fortunately we seem to be on our way out of. But this is what I love about public service. It's always changing, always evolving, always different. And I've served with so many interesting people over that time. 16 different commissioners, 3 different mayors, 5 different city managers and interim city managers, 3 different city attorneys. Only 2 clerks, though. So, Ralph, you're the most stable in that position. And each has had a different tone and personality. But I believe what we've seen with the results of this election is that our residents are telling us they want to have a resident-friendly commission, and I'm happy to support those that won. I wanted to touch on some issues. I sent some of you a letter. I didn't have enough money to send it to all of you. Recapping on some of the things that we accomplished. COVID-19 was by far the most challenging. At the beginning, we were meeting almost daily by phone. We were meeting daily by phone. And then weekly, we had to do a lot of interesting and novel things. 2 of those things, we did a rent relief program that I sponsored that's still ongoing. If you need help paying your rent still because of COVID-19, there's still money. Apply. We did the sidewalk cafe expansion. We closed roads. We had to focus on public safety, which we saw become such an issue. And this commission unanimously worked hard to put more police on the streets and to fund a real-time crime center. We worked on sustainability issues. I created our committee in 2007 before it was popular, and in 2012 helped write our stormwater master plan that this body will have to revise as they move forward. When it comes to LGBT initiatives, we now have Commissioner Richardson, of course. In 2006, people were shocked that I was able to get elected as an openly gay man, the first openly gay Hispanic elected to any office in Florida. And we were able to work on measures, including creating a pride with former Mayor Bauer, creating an anti-bullying task force in 2018 to ensure that all of our youth are protected. And of course, our seniors. I love our seniors. When I got elected, the seniors, Unidad, Liliana Martinez, and several others said, you have to open a senior lunchroom at Unidad. They told me it would never happen, but with the support of this body, we now feed over 200 people daily in North Beach, something I'm most proud of. And we created a senior affairs committee that has been housed and staffed by my fantastic aide of 15 years. Yes, there's only been one. That never changes. Stability. Who has run that very well. Of course, I couldn't have done this without the help of my fantastic aide and all of you, many friends who supported me, voted for me, threw me events, invited me to your events, voted for me. Thank you all for allowing me to do what I do. In particular, I have 2 amazing parents, one who's not here today, my mother, Sandra Page Millard, and one who is, my great dad, Alberto Gongora. Love you, Dad. ¿Y dónde están mi gente latina aquí? A todos ustedes los quiero mucho. Fue un honor representar nuestra comunidad. This was a difficult year because I also, as most of you I think know by now, went through cancer. I was pretty shocked last year. I thought I was very healthy to learn that I had been diagnosed. So I went through 7 weeks of really difficult, difficult times. Daily radiation, weekly chemotherapy. I was kind of out of the public eye because of the meetings being on Zoom, which I attended. But I couldn't have done it without somebody who I found during the pandemic, a fantastic partner who helped me through this, and that is Alberto Ravelo. Thank you. So in closing, and yes, I am closing, I want to wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. I want you all to know, both off the dais, on the dais, I remain your resource. Somebody asked me the other day, like, what do you want to be remembered for? What do you think your thing is? And I'm like, I don't know. I hope that people will remember me as somebody who listened to our residents and effectively took action. I hope you'll remember me as somebody that was kind and thoughtful in my decision making. I hope you'll remember me as a hard worker, a strong advocate on issues I believed in, but most of all, somebody that persevered over many terms in office, many elections, never lost their love for the city, and never gave up. You haven't seen the last of Michael Goncourt.
Thank you.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Commissioner. All right, Commissioner Mickey Steinberg.
Okay. This morning, I am filled with gratitude and honor, having been elected by our residents to serve on this dais and for being your voice the last 8 years. As I reflect on my time on the commission, I was reminded of words once shared by former President Obama. America soars when we look out for one another and we take care of each other, when we root for one another's success, when we strive to do better and to be better than the generation that came before us, and try to build something better for generations to come. That's why we do what we do. That's the whole point of public service. And we up here live those words every day. Public service is about doing good and leaving our community a better place. And we have done so much together, and while we've had our challenges, we have always come together for the betterment of our community. So as your commissioner, I was proud to champion many issues and see through some great initiatives and projects. A few highlights include improving the school nurse initiative program by helping it get fully funded and expanding it to include mental and behavioral health services to all the schools in our feeder pattern. Spearheaded the modification of the operating schedule of the 63rd Street drawbridge and obtained United States Coast Guard approval, preventing the bridge from opening during peak hours. Created our traffic text alert program, expanded our green spaces, enhanced our parks and after-school programs to include the complete renovation of Muss Park, which was actually my first ever capital improvement project that we championed together as a community. Brought electric charging stations to city lots and required that all new public and private parking garages be pre-wired for EV charging infrastructure. Championed legislation that requires new construction to be LEED Gold certified. Sponsored legislation to protect our water quality and the health of our bay. Strengthened our human rights ordinance, sponsored legislation protecting LGBTQ youth, and created City of Kindness to offer and foster a culture of caring and generosity. Sponsored legislation to give residents the first shot at jobs on all large city projects. Strengthened our sidewalk cafe ordinance, created a pilot incentive to have our first responders live in our city. Created the Miami Beach Hall of Fame to honor individuals who made exceptional contributions in our community, and spearheaded ordinance amendments to help incentivize the comprehensive repair and rehabilitation of existing nonconforming residential buildings. We even got to name the Bandshell stage after Mr. Burris. I won't go on. Those were a few highlights over the 8 years. But since being elected, I vowed to make City Hall more accessible, which I did, which we did together, through our regular Mondays with Mickey and our Martes con Mickey series. This allowed our community to stay informed and get engaged. It's also been an honor representing you on the many organizations over the years, including the Miami-Dade County's Transportation Planning Organization, the Tourism Development Council, the Miami-Dade County League of Cities, making sure Miami Beach always had a voice. Over the last 8 years, I've stayed true to who I am, and I'm always thinking of all of you. I've done what I thought was right and in the best interest of the city we all love. To my colleagues, thank you for the opportunity to partner, debate, and advance policies and initiatives that put the interests of our community at the forefront. In my time on this dais, while it's not been 15 years collectively, the 8 years, I have actually in 8 years served with 14 different elected colleagues, also three different city managers if you count an interim, three city attorneys, and had only one constant, City Clerk Granado. You and I have been on this for 8 years together. Mayor Gelberg, congratulations on your continued service. I wish you great success as you lead the city over the next 2 years. And to the newly elected commissioners, and Mark, congratulations again. I encourage you to reflect on the words from earlier. Public service is about doing good and leaving our city in a better place for future generations, and I know you're up for it. I'm humbled and truly grateful to our residents for your trust and support over the years. To our city staff, thank you for always doing the good work on behalf of our residents, because it is our workforce who do that important work so that we can have a strong and respected city. To my Aitati, thank you for your hard work and support over the years. You do so much for our residents, and we owe you immense gratitude. She deserves a round of applause.
Andiamo.
Finally, to my family, we're here today. I have my children, Chloe and JD, and my husband, Richard, and my in-laws, Paul and Sandy. My children actually grew up running around these halls, and they can debate any one of you on any issue. Thank you for your unwavering support that allows me to give back to our community through elected office. We know it's not always easy, but you are committed and dedicated to this journey with me, and I am forever grateful. Thank you for being here and through this journey with me. As I look forward to continued public service, Miami Beach, I thank you again for your trust and support. So until next time, be kind, keep shining, and do good.
Okay, here's how we're going to do. We're going to, before we give out some swag to our departing commissioners, we're going to make some remarks. But we're going to start, I'm changing the order a little bit. We're going to start with our county officials who are here, and then we're going to go from Melina down the row as we do, and it's not a roast, it's a thank you. So why don't we begin with Mayor Danielle Levine-Cava, and then we'll go to Commissioner Heyman and Commissioner Higgins. First of all, Mayor, thank you. I know you can't be here after 10, so thank you for coming and sharing this important moment with our city.
Well, thank you so very much. I wasn't planning to make comments, but I'm absolutely delighted to do so. So thank you, Mayor Gelber. And to my dear friends, Commissioner Gongora, Commissioner Steinberg, it has been a delight to get to know both of you, to work on so many projects together. Truly, I know that you are lifelong public servants, both of you. And as I listen to those very nice video memories, I'll say, and your remarks, I was reminded that actually we learn a lot from you, that there's a lot that the county does in emulation of what Miami Beach does, and vice versa. And that just underscores the fact that we are all one. And I must say, getting elected to be county mayor so I could have some touch with Miami Beach was a high point because you are a beloved city. You have very, very motivated constituencies, and we want to do everything at the county hall that we can to support you to continue to make this a great, great city. I won't do comparisons here, so I'll just say a great city, but one that is beloved by so many. And I just want to also say that I'm very excited for the newcomers, some of them not so new to the role, but both of them friends who I've known for a long time and know will do a wonderful job on the dais. So congratulations to soon to be Commissioner Alex Fernandez and Kristen Rosen-Gonzalez. So we'll continue that spirit, and of course with everyone else here on the dais, and to our manager that we shared with you so generously. But you did give back and give us Jimmy and Morales, and I know that he was featured as well in all of those memories. So thank you for the opportunity to say a few
words.
Thank you,
and just remember, she's not a loner, she's ours.
All right,
thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor. All right, we got next. Commissioner Higgins, you're coming up?
Together.
Oh, you guys are coming up together. Or,
yeah, no, we're a team. Sally, you let me go first? But you were here first. You're supposed to go first. Isn't this how we work? Good morning.
We'll take either or in any order. Thank you. Commissioner Heyman, it's always nice to see you, despite the flashbacks I have to our service today.
Careful, Mayor. The statute of limitations is not over for you in quite a few things. Mayor and Council, to the city administration, and most especially to the citizenry of Miami Beach, I am proud and privileged with my colleague, Eileen Higgins, to be a servant here as one of the cities I represent in Miami-Dade County. And today, a transition day, is exceptional. It shows just the wisdom and intelligence of our electorate people who have the right to vote and seize it, but most especially a transition, almost seamlessly, to carry on government. When it comes to the public servants that will be stepping down, both Michael and Mickey, I was privileged to work with both of them. But what's special about public servants, all sitting on the dais, whether you're appointed or elected, and many other electeds throughout this county and at all levels of government, public service is not an office necessarily. It doesn't stop there. It is not a profession. It is not a career. It is basically a life choice. And I'm proud to say that both Michael and Mickey, who are stepping off this dais, the public service and that role didn't start with being elected to Miami Beach. And I know it won't stop. Michael, you sit on a new board for the county, and you'll be engaged. And Mickey, I can't think of a better person when I step down to step up to Miami-Dade County and represent Miami Beach and District 4. To this body, you have always had a seat at the table, not necessarily serving a plate when it came to Miami-Dade County, whether it was transportation, whether it was the environment from the beach renourishment and the water quality, to tourism and every other factor, how significant Miami Beach has been with your first responders, police, and fire, with great hospitals and everything else that serves this community. You've always been significant, and I look forward to working again with Mark and Dan, who have been reelected, and other colleagues on this commission body who continue to serve their terms. Dave, Stephen, and Mark, once again reelected. But thank you for the privilege. I look forward to working with you on an ongoing basis in my last year. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, good morning. I think you can see why I always love being here with you with Sally by my side. But Sally's not the only person that's been by my side since I was elected. Mickey and Michael, and to all of you here, you have been by my side as well. 15 years, 8 years, many years. I'm a 3.5-year-old, and being your partner at the county has meant that I have needed your help. And Mickey and Michael, as you served the residents of Miami Beach, you made sure that I became a good public servant for your residents when they needed me at the county. And I cannot thank you enough, not just for what you've done for the residents of Miami Beach, right? You work to make the residents' lives better. You do it with grace. You do it with joy, a good sense of humor, and lots of long hours. It's not easy. As Sally said, being a public servant, some people call it a calling, some people call it a vocation, but it is 24/7, whatever you call, and both of you have proven that that is what drives you, and you are available 24/7 to make sure that Miami Beach is the best community that it can ever possibly be, today, tomorrow, and way, way, way in the future. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you for being great leaders. Thank you for cheering me up every now and then. And on behalf of all of us at the county, We've loved working with you. We know we're going to have future great partners, but it's always bittersweet to watch the transition. And I'm looking forward to seeing what both of you do. I know what you'll hopefully be doing, Mickey, is I guess you'll be standing with me here next time. But I look forward to seeing what you as well do, Michael. Congratulations on all your wonderful work. I love and miss you already.
Thank you. And thank you, commissioners and mayor. We're very lucky. Mayor Cava, we are actually in your county, so you are our mayor also. And to the commissioners, thank you. We really benefit from your caring representation of our residents. We're very grateful to you. Okay, we're going to go down the line, beginning with Alina, and then I'm going to present, along with our parks director, John Rebar, some gifts, some swag. Ms. Hudak.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I'll be brief. Commissioners Gongora and Commissioner Steinberg, on behalf of, again, our over 2,000 employees, I want to thank both of you for what you've meant to us, for your knowledge, your wisdom, your understanding of the operation, your ability to really spend quality time with us, discussing the issues, giving us that quality time and really dedicating yourselves to our city, to making it a better place. These moments of transition are always a moment for grace and elegance, and you have certainly demonstrated that over and over and over again. I thank you both for your friendship. Mickey, I know that I'll be talking to you every day throughout, and I wish you so much good that I know will come for what will be hopefully the future of your political career. And Commissioner Gongora, I know that I will be communicating with you as well, and I wish you good health, and most importantly, and obviously much more success in the future. Thank you both, and I appreciate so much the support that you've shown me personally, and I cherish our time together. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Samuelin.
Thank you, Mayor. I want to first start with my colleague to the right, Commissioner Gongora. Today is a day of transition. We look forward, but first we have to look back with gratitude for the people who have gotten us to where we are. Commissioner Gongora has had incredible impact on this dais on issues of land use, public safety, resiliency, and many more. He has had incredible impact on the entire community, and especially our Hispanic community, our LGBTQ community. He has been an incredible, incredible voice for the residents. And I say that as someone who sat here on the dais with him, but also as someone who was honored to serve as the chair of land use. And he sat by my side as we made wonderful progress. On a personal note, it has been a real pleasure to sit next to Commissioner Gongora. This gentleman, this commissioner, is always prepared, always willing to listen. I watched at times when he spoke forcefully for what he wanted to do, and I also watched him when at times, on the moment, on the dais, he was willing to change his opinion and to come towards a group so that we could move forward. And he was prepared, and he was ready to go. And sometimes, as the conversation, shocking as it may seem, from the dais may go a little wayward, he would pull up the agenda, and he would be on page 337 and say, but this is what is in here. And he would bring us forward. I considered him a close friend and a colleague. Today is the finishing of your term, but everyone, Michael, knows you're far from finished. Thank you.
Oh.
Do I go on, Mickey?
I'm sorry. There's
thank you.
Commissioner Steinberg, I forgot.
Yeah, no, thank you. Thank you, Mayor. Mickey, you've had an amazing impact on this dais. So many issues, the environment, public safety, both from a policing standpoint and a building safety standpoint. I was so honored to be with you when you had that such creative idea to encourage our first responders to live in Miami Beach. You've had an amazing impact on this community. I don't know what Mondays are going to be like without Mondays with Mickey. It'll never be the same. She did such an amazing job with the Neighborhoods Committee. I never got appointed. but I went to almost every single meeting because that was a meeting where I knew that our residents especially would be heard from. She's been a strong, strong voice for the residents. Her kindness campaign is an incredible legacy, and I hope it's something that all of us together will embrace as we move forward. Her impact has been incredible in Miami Beach, but it has reached farther. I saw her work firsthand with the League of Cities. On a personal note, I consider her to be a colleague and a dear friend. And you know, sometimes our meetings can take a little while. I don't know how long we'd be going if it wasn't for everything you did. And I would just sort of echo what I said to Michael. We know today you are finishing your term, but everyone knows you are far from finished. I am so honored to support you, and the best is yet to come for the county. Thank you, Mickey.
Mark, you set it up really nicely, and you took a lot of the things I wanted to say. But what I want to say to both of you, thank you for your service. This is a tough job, and it's been tough times the past several years, and you all have put in the hours, and I want to thank you as a colleague and on behalf of the city for the countless hours and efforts you all put in. I want to wish you all great fortune and good luck in the future. I know your public service is definitely not over. Michael, I enjoyed serving with you. One of the things I enjoy serving with you is I think you and I have the same sort of pop cultural reference, you know, which is often lost on the mayor. So I'm gonna miss that. And Mickey, what I'm gonna miss about you is you're constantly trying to tempt me with sweets. So for those of you who don't know, every time we go back there to grab a drink or sweet, Mickey's always trying to put a sweet in front of me, and sometimes very successfully. So I don't know if I'm going to miss that or not, but I want to thank you for all those great moments together. I'll miss those. Thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Minor.
I'm going to miss you guys, both of you. I'm excited about Alex and Kristen as well, but I'm going to miss working with you, not only on this day as this commission, but we work together closely every month on the Neighborhoods and Quality of Life Committee. And we really, I think we all together did a great job of listening to residents and really making policy for the betterment of our residents. I'm going to miss working with you guys, not only because you were collegial, but you were great, great colleagues. And I look at today, it's really a moving day when we can see the democratic transfer of power. And I use the term power because there is a lot of decisions that we make that impact people's lives, and that is it's something we all take seriously. And I don't take it for granted that we're doing it in a way and taking the election and the results that our residents clearly gave. It also, today, I'm sorry to put a downer, but it's also the 58th anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy. And that was not a democratic transfer of power. So anytime we have it, and I always take my kids, every time we vote, I go as a family event. So they should see that this is something that is not, it's not something every country today in this world has, and it's certainly not something that was routine throughout history. So, our time on this commission is temporary, but I think we all look to make a lasting impact, and I think you both did that very, very well. So thank you for your attention to detail and your civility as colleagues, and I know it's we're going to see a lot more of you, Michael. Mickey, I wish you the best of luck in your run for county, and it's a great day. It's a great day of celebration. Thank you.
Good morning to everyone, and what a joyous day it is. I remember 2 years ago being here on the day of transition and how special it is. It's bittersweet, the people who will be leaving us, and it's, of course, very sweet for the people who will be joining us. So, people often ask me, what's the difference between Tallahassee, where I served for 6 years, and serving locally? And, I think the biggest difference is that you get to see change, and you get to see progress, and you get to see your initiatives accomplished so much faster here. And I know, Michael, you've done so much for the community, and Mickey, you as well. You always came so prepared. When I came 2 years ago, I'd never had any experience with things like land use issues, and so I've certainly learned a lot over the last 2 years, and we'll be learning more as we go forward. So you both are fine public servants. You've done so much terrific work, and I know that your time is not done. You'll stay involved in whatever way that you choose to do that. So I appreciate and respect you both so much, and I look forward to continuing the work together. So congratulations to both of you. Thank you.
Let's go to Raphael number one. Our two charter officers.
Commissioners Gongora and Steinberg, I just wish that our residents could see how hard you work behind the scenes to get it right, whether it's on your own legislation or in working with you to formulate your position on any of the issues before the commission. It's a pleasure to work with you and to support you and to be for our whole office to serve you as your attorneys. And I thank you for sharing your love for the work, and I'm going to miss our agenda reviews very much. I know that your role is changing today, but you're not going anywhere. So thank you.
Commissioner Gongora, Commissioner Steinberg, we're extremely grateful for your service. I will miss you both very much. We're always here for you.
Thank you. I'll just briefly add on and adopt all my colleagues' comments, but just say to both of you, I really, you know, people don't realize what you do when you have one of these jobs, and it really is, it takes a lot of effort, and I always have found the both of you to be so collegial, and I think that's really important. As the mayor, I'm supposed to keep us collegial, and I can tell you that I always tease Commissioner Steinberg that she's always promoting the city of kindness and anti-bullying things, and then I'll say something unkind to her as living theater just to make the point. But she has really made she has really elevated us in so many ways, and I am grateful for that. And Commissioner Gongora, it's funny, you know, we can't talk to each other about our votes ever, but I always find that you and I are always conflicted about the same things. And I think that's interesting, because I think your experience, not just in this last 4 years, but in the time before that, has really been a great benefit to our commission. And I'm grateful, because you educate us so often on issues that maybe some of us weren't here for. So thank you for your service. Thank you for your service. And why don't we now give them some swag so that they can put this on their mantles until their next job. John Rebar. Here you are. By the way, for those of you who know, John Rebar is our fantastic parks director. He is really quite awesome in what he does. And if you love our parks, then you should love him and his staff, who work incredibly hard. And with him is Cindy Casanova, who was Leslie Knope in Parks and Rec, if you want to know who she is. But thank you. Go ahead, John.
Commissioner Gongora, Commissioner Steinberg, I want to thank you very much for your support and your participation in Parks and Rec. You were very much part of the Parks and Recreation family. I do not think I've ever been to an event that you haven't been at. Senior events, our events at North Shore Park, Flamingo, Hispanic Heritage, you name it, you have been there. And we thank you very much for your support. Commissioner Steinberg, I hope that you still call me on hot days in the summer to remind me to give the kids water at summer camp. It has really been an amazing time. I got here, you were in office when I arrived, we had a short break, and you came into office shortly after I arrived, so I've spent my Miami Beach career pretty much with the two of you. And I appreciate your support, and Cindy is going to give you a token from the Parks Department and its participants. Thank you, and good luck on everything you do.
Why don't you all come, commissioners, come on down. We'll take a photo with your swag, and then we're going to bring all the actually, why don't the entire commission come down? We're about to take a group photo, but let's first give these folks some wonderful... And by the way, for those of you who are wondering, this is a parting gift we've started to give away. It's a beautiful tree. I want to thank Michelle Berger for helping design it. To Commissioner Minor, I don't know if this is a palm tree or a shade tree, but here in our city, we debate palm trees and shade trees. So, all right, let's... All right, this meeting is recessed for 5 minutes. Thank you all for coming. All right. Good morning again and welcome again. This is the hybrid commission meeting part two of November 22nd, 2021. I've already sort of told this to the community, but I will just repeat. If people are listening and they want to join by Zoom, you can do it by telephone, 888-475-4499. That's toll-free, 888-475-4499 or zoom.us. And the webinar ID number is 813-928-57671-pound. That's 813-928-57671-pound. So we're now going to go to the next part of our meeting, which is going to be bringing a couple new commissioners on board. Mayor, it's good to see you. Joan, are you okay with him sitting there? Just let me know. I know. All right, we're going to begin. If we could begin with a presentation of colors, please. And I assume we should rise for this. Ready for the pledge? Okay, I'd ask Pepe Diaz and Mayor Suarez, commissioners, could you come forward? Commissioner and Mayor, could you come forward and lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance? Thank you.
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I now ask Marielle Epps to come on forward, one of our favorite daughters of the community. Ms. Epps, would you please? Thank you. And thank you so much.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber ways of grain, for purple mountains' majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed its grace on thee and crown thy good with brother and sisterhood. From sea to shining sea. Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber ways of grain, for purple mountains' majesty above the fruited plains. America, America, God shed on thee and crown thy good with brother and sisterhood from sea to shining sea.
Sunshine.
December 3rd.
Okay. All right.
Shameless plug.
Go ahead. No, make it, Marilyn. Please let them know.
It's okay. I had to make sure I had permission. I give honor to be here today. And I have been singing in my beautiful Miami, Miami Beach, South Florida for years. And I'm honored to be here. And I'd like to say that if you'd like to come and enjoy me on December 3rd, over on the Miami side.
Okay.
For. Because my starting was right here on Miami Beach.
You see that?
And I'd like to give honor to the Sunshine Jazz that are having me on December 3rd.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Chief, could we retire the colors? Okay, remain standing for inspirational messages by Reverend Alberto QT and Rabbi Shmuel Mann, who are here at the invitation of Commissioner-elect Kristen Rosen Gonzalez and Commissioner-elect Alex Fernandez. Okay.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
There's a rabbi.
This is a rabbi and a priest come into it. Yeah. No, right here.
It's the start of any good joke.
It's a tough crowd. It's a very tough crowd. I'll be here all week.
Good morning. Well, today I would like us to offer our prayers for our mayor, Dan Gelber, for Kristen, for Mark, and for Alex. But I have to be very honest with you. I've been waiting for this day for 20 years because this 15-year-old shows up at St. Patrick's Church with his dad one Saturday morning, and they wanted to meet. And I'm like, okay, what's this about? No problem. After church, we'll meet. So they came to Mass early in the morning on a Saturday. You remember that? And after Mass, I see this young man radiant, and he says to me, Father Albert, I want to do something for the homeless. You got to help me. And that was Alex Fernandez. And I believe the reason that we got to meet was because they promised they would take me to David's Cafe for breakfast, which was my favorite hangout the 10 years that I served here on Miami Beach. And I used to love the David's Cafe here on Lincoln Road. But I know that the tradition continues. Mr. Adrian's around there somewhere. He continues his beautiful family's tradition. We remember Merita and Alfredo with great love. They were wonderful members of this community. And they moved it over to the Shelbourne now. So I hear it's a fancy David's Cafe. I'm going to show up one of these days. But the truth is, this is a beautiful city. And what makes Miami Beach so beautiful, in my opinion, it's not the buildings. It's not the wealth that surrounds us. What makes this city beautiful is the people, the diversity of the wonderful people that are here. And that's one of the things I loved about serving here. People from all over the world call this home, and they feel that this is a beautiful city. And so I congratulate all of those who are elected to public office. It's your job to keep it beautiful and to keep it going. Let us pray. Oh God of love, God of all, we are all one. We thank you for the many blessings that surround us, the beautiful ocean, the beautiful sky, all the gifts of those who come together, regardless of faith, tradition, background, where we come from. We've come together to build this beautiful city of Miami Beach. Continue to bless it, to prosper it, to protect it. Help us to do what we need to do. Our little grain of sand, as Mother Teresa, the great Mother Teresa of Calcutta used to say, our little drop in the ocean is what makes a difference. Our little drop in the ocean, whatever we can do to make it better, help us to do that. And guide our mayor, our commission, guide the beautiful staff and the people who work here, the people who make this city run each day, and bless them with wisdom from on high. We make this prayer in God's holy name. Amen.
Good morning, everyone. You know, we're soon not too far away from the holiday of Hanukkah, so there's two blessings I would like to give the new commissioners, the old commissioners, and the entire staff of Miami Beach. First of all, we all know the famous word shalom, which is peace. When you meet someone, you say shalom, because when there's peace, there's blessings. When everyone gets along, when the staff get along, when family members get along, when co-workers get along, there's always going to be blessings from God when there's peace. And the second blessing is that the commissioners and all the staff, God should bless them to make the right decisions. Sometimes we're unsure what decisions to make. We have many different ways to go. So my blessing to all of you today is that God should bless you with making the right decisions. And I would like to congratulate the new commissioners, the old commissioners, and only blessings for the city of Miami Beach. Now, in a week, as I just mentioned, is going to be the holiday of Hanukkah. If you notice, the way we light the candles, the first day we light one, the second day we light two, and the third day we finally light eight. Although there's other opinions that you start with eight and you finish with one. The most accepted opinion is to start with one and end with eight. And that teaches us in life, you always are supposed to go higher. Never be satisfied. If you're at number one, go to number two. If you're at number two, go to number three. And always try to improve until you finally reach number eight. And thank God, this is what we see in the Miami Beach. Growth and never being satisfied and constantly growing higher and higher. So may God bless the city of Miami Beach and may God bless America. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's sit down. Thank you. We're going to get this show on the road. For anyone standing, there are seats upstairs that are still available, and there's some hot, you know, people with tickets outside. You can get them cheap. I do want to thank all the folks from other districts that are here. I see Pepe, and of course our commissioners are here, but I see Commissioner Sosa. It's always nice to see you. Thank you very much. And of course my good friend, our good friend, Mayor Suarez, because you cannot say Miami Beach without Miami. That's not your... Oh, were you going to use that line? Well, you shouldn't have previewed your speech with me. Okay. All right, now I'm going to do something temporarily. We're going to begin the swearing in. And to the Vice Mayor Richardson, I'm going to hand you this gavel temporarily. Okay. And you're going to then call up.
Good morning, everyone, and what a pleasure to be here and presiding over the swearing-in for the mayor and the new commissioners. So at this time, I'd like to call forward the Gelber family, and I think, Hannah, you're going to be administering the oath, so please take center stage. Come on up, all of you. Max, Joan. I think you need to raise your right hand or something, maybe.
I, Dan Gelber.
A citizen of the state of Florida and the United States of America.
A citizen of the state of Florida and the United States of America. And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And a recipient of public funds as such officer. Do hereby solemnly swear or affirm. That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the state of Florida. And that I will faithfully perform the duties. Of the office of the mayor of the city of Miami Beach. For which I have been elected. To my colleagues. And to all those I represent and serve. I pledge fairness. Integrity. And civility. In all actions taken. And all communications made. By me as a public servant.
Is that it?
Congratulations. Thank you, Mayor Gelber.
Thank you. Hannah, thank you very much. You're one of my top three children, so that's good. That's going to start an argument that will last for weeks. Okay, now we are going to swear in the remaining officials, and I'm going to begin with Commissioner-elect Kristen Rosen Gonzalez to be sworn in by Commissioner Michael Gongora. Will you all please follow the same...
Albert Lee. All right. I'm going to say a very brief story because I'm super excited to be standing here again. Is it 6 years later,
yes,
since I first had the opportunity to be standing in the same place swearing in my friend, Kristen Rosen Gonzalez, Miami Beach's comeback kid. A lot of people, some people were surprised about Kristen running and Kristen winning, but I was never surprised because if you know this woman, you know her work ethic, her dedication. She stood in every Publix greeting every customer. She knocked door to door. She stood outside in the middle of the road with her sign, even in the rain, because she wanted the residents of Miami Beach to know that she wanted to be back to serve you, and she's back. And today, the residents win. So, please raise your right hand. Repeat after me. I, Kristen Rosen Gonzalez.
I, Kristen Rosen Gonzalez.
A citizen of the state of Florida and of the United States of America.
A citizen of the state of Florida and of the United States of America.
And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And a recipient of public funds as such officer.
And a recipient of public funds as such officer.
Do hereby solemnly swear or affirm.
Do hereby solemnly swear and affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the state of Florida.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States and the state of Florida.
And that I will faithfully perform the duties.
And that I will faithfully perform the duties.
Of the Office of City Commissioner Group 1.
Of the Office of City Commissioner Group 1.
Of the City of Miami Beach.
Of the City of Miami Beach.
For which I have been elected.
For which I have been elected.
Okay, she got to keep her hand up because everybody, Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez also created the Oath of Civility, which I will now ask you to repeat after me, words that we should all listen to and live by. Okay. To my colleagues and to all those I represent and serve.
To my colleagues and to all those who I represent and serve.
I pledge fairness.
I pledge fairness.
Integrity.
Integrity.
And civility.
And civility.
In all actions taken.
In all actions taken.
And all communications made by me as a public servant.
And all communications made by me as a public servant.
Congratulations, Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez.
Okay, thank you. All right, now we're going to move to Commissioner-elect and Commissioner Mark Samulin, and I would ask our friend from across the bay to come on up. Mayor, I'm going to do it like the Heat, do an introduction. Mayor Francis Suarez.
Okay. Forgot the, at 6'2".
At 6'2". Really?
Power forward. So since you stole my line, I'm going to say that it is a tremendous honor for me to swear in the only elected official in Dade County that got more votes than I did.
Really?
Because he was elected without opposition. And, of course, that includes you, Mayor Gelber.
Oh, thank you.
You owe me a lunch at Joe's or David's new location, which is fine. It's a tremendous honor to do this, Commissioner. And it's on par with marrying somebody. You know, very, very seldom do you get to do that. And so it's a tremendous honor to be able to come over here. And as the mayor did say, that you can't say Miami Beach without Miami. And that's something that we truly believe. And it's wonderful to work with you and the entire rest of the newly composed commission on the future destiny of our community and our county. And it's wonderful to see so many county commissioners here as well. Ready?
Ready.
All right. Raise your right hand. I, Mark Samuelian.
I, Mark Samuelian.
A citizen of the state of Florida.
A citizen of the state of Florida.
And of the United States of America.
And of the United States of America.
And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
Being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And a recipient of public funds.
And a recipient of public funds.
As such officer.
as such officer,
do hereby solemnly swear,
do hereby solemnly swear,
or affirm, that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
that I will support the Constitution of the United States,
and the state of Florida,
and the state of Florida,
and that I will faithfully perform,
and that I will faithfully perform,
the duties of the office of city commissioner,
the duties of the office of city commissioner,
group 2,
group 2,
of the city of Miami Beach,
of the city of Miami Beach,
for which I have been elected,
for which I have been elected,
to, yeah, you could, a little bit more, but you can clap if you want. I am doing it very slowly, so.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
Of course. To my colleagues,
to my colleagues,
and to all those I represent and serve,
to all those I represent and serve,
I pledge fairness,
I pledge fairness,
integrity,
integrity,
and civility,
and civility,
in all actions taken,
in all actions taken,
and all communications made,
and all communications made,
by me as a public servant.
By me as a public servant.
I've never heard someone get it perfect like that.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you. Come louder.
Yeah, of course.
Totally photobombing. Totally photobombing you right now. All right, thank you. Welcome back, Commissioner Samuelin. All right, now, thank you, Mayor Suarez. Let's get to our last newly elected commissioner, Alex Fernandez. Come on down. And all right, Commissioner Gongora and Commissioner Sosa are joining you? Okay, come on. Let's get Commissioner Sosa.
We're going to flip it this time. We're going to do it this way.
Somebody dropped a name tag. All right. Before I swear you in, I do want to say a few words about Alex Fernandez. I'm an only child, but if I had a little brother, I couldn't imagine being more proud of him than I am of you. You're somebody I've known for many years. Unfortunately, fate placed us as opponents 12 years ago. I was fortunate to not only win the election, but to win your lifelong friendship. And you have always been a true friend. You supported me in 2013 and lost your job. The new mayor promptly fired you as soon as he was sworn in. But we've stayed friends. I was thrilled to be with you and your husband at your wedding. I was so excited when you stepped up and said you would run for my Group 3 seat because I wanted a resident-friendly person like you. And I can't think of a better person to fill in and become the new commissioner in Group 3. And I'm proud and look forward to your many accomplishments that we're going to see over the years. I love you and congrats. Okay. Now, your mother is holding the Bible. And place your hand on the Bible. I'm also joined by, of course, fabulous mentor of yours, County Commissioner Rebecca Sosa and former Mayor Maddie Bauer.
Hello.
Okay. Repeat after me. I, Alex Fernandez.
I, Alex Fernandez.
A citizen of the state of Florida.
A citizen of the state of Florida.
And of the United States of America.
And of the United States of America.
And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And being an officer of the city of Miami Beach.
And a recipient of public funds.
And a recipient of public funds.
As such officer.
As such officer.
To hereby solemnly swear or affirm.
Do hereby solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the state of Florida.
And the state of Florida.
And that I will faithfully perform.
And that I will faithfully perform.
The duties of the Office of City Commissioner Group 3.
The duties of the Office of City Commissioner Group 3.
Of the City of Miami Beach.
Of the City of Miami Beach.
For which I have been elected.
For which I have been elected.
Congratulations, Commissioner Fernandez. Commissioner Sosa will now deliver the oath of civility.
Thank you. And first, Mr. Mayor, commissioners, congratulations. What a pleasure to be here. Alex, to your parents, to your husband, to your brother, but especially, I call you my adopted son. I have learned so much from you since you started with me when you were only 15 years old. Then you came back to Miami Beach, then you went back to us. And one thing that you have that is going to be an asset in your life is your compassion, your intelligence, your honesty, and your understanding of the needs of the public. That is going to walk with you. Remember, today you're doing your swearing in. I'm going to tell you what my husband, my past husband, told me when I got elected commissioner. Remember that you are the same today that you were yesterday before being elected. Never let it go to your head. Okay? And now, repeat after me. I, Alex Fernandez.
I, Alex Fernandez.
To my colleagues.
To my colleagues.
And to all of those I represent and serve.
And to all of those I represent and serve.
I pledge fairness.
I pledge fairness.
Integrity.
Integrity.
And civility.
And civility.
In all actions taken.
In all actions taken.
And all communications made.
And all communications made.
By me as a public servant.
By me as a public servant.
May God bless you always.
Thank you, Commissioner.
You guys can come a little closer. Come on. It's okay. Don't crowd out Maddie. Don't crowd out Maddie. Make sure. Yeah, I said. Do you know any of these people? This feels a little cultural. Take a picture of the three people.
Right. Calm down. Yeah, right. Hurry up.
All right. have the room till 11. What? Oh, yeah, do you want to take a picture of your family? You didn't get a... Hey, could Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez's family come down? We're going to take a quick picture. Come on, guys. Let's stand up behind Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez. No, we didn't. Thank you all.
Thank you.
Okay, we've got some more program. But while everybody's going back to their seats, no, we have speeches and a whole program. Sorry, Maddie. Okay. I want to also recognize Sylvia from Governor DeSantis's office. Thank you very much for coming to our meeting. We appreciate it. Okay. With this, we're going to do some quick speeches from our new and returning commissioners and me, I guess. So with that, if we could quiet a little bit and give our attention to Commissioner Kristen Rosen Gonzalez.
I'm going to try not to be...
You got to hit that.
Oh, great. I'm going to try not to be too long-winded, but I have a lot of thank yous to say. I was telling Bernie this morning that when you get elected after a tough campaign of being out on the streets, it reminds me of that scene in Orphan Annie where they take her into Daddy Warbucks' mansion and she's kind of in tatters and there, you know, there's all this pomp and circumstance and you know, they say, we think you're going to like it here. And I know I'm going to like it here. But it's very important, because with all the pomp and circumstance and all the celebrations and everything, I have to remember every single person out there in Miami Beach who voted for me and who believed in me. So now I have a few words. Margaret Thatcher once said, I try to quote women because I'm one of the only women up here, you may have to fight a battle more than once to win it. For sure. And we did. We worked hard, we fought hard, and residents came through because they really did want an independent voice. I can't tell you how often during this campaign, regular people, not affiliated with local government in any way, would say to me, give me a stack of your cards. I'm going to go hand them out in my building, or I'm going to go hand them out on the street. And our residents and political activists, we went up against a pretty powerful establishment team. But we formed something much more powerful than a big paid political team. It was people, regular residents who came together for the common good. En estas elecciones ganamos con el pueblo de Miami Beach. Gracias. I have many people to thank. My fiancé, Bernie Matz, we're going to get married soon. his entire crew at Cafe Bernie, who campaigned for months. My mother, who could not be here today, not feeling well. My children, Isabella, Pablo, and Francesca, who understood for months on end that I was campaigning. Thank you for your patience. They only call me, really, when they need some money, anyway, most of the time. Monica, where's Monica? Who, alongside me,
Not just in 2019, but 2021. She did the work of 10 people. Thank you. For very little money. You're going to make a wonderful aide. Wayne Roberts, a regular resident who just wanted good government after he saw what had happened in other campaigns like the Save Monty's Marina campaign, he came forward and he put some money on the table and said, I'm going to make it a fair playing ground. Thank you, Wayne. Commissioners, Michael Gongora, who came forward when it might not have been that popular to endorse me, Maddie Bauer, thank you. Commissioners Samwellian and Laura, thank you. Thank you so much from the bottom of my heart for all your help. Commissioners Minor, his wife Shannon, I'm just so grateful. Maddie Bauer, too. Without their support, I wouldn't be sitting here right now. Today, I wear white to represent the suffragettes and the women of Miami Beach because, as you can see, I'm the only woman up here. I'm fortunate to replace Mickey Steinberg, the only woman on the commission, and I will be the only woman serving amongst all of these men. Women, we represent more than 50% of Miami Beach, and in the future I'd like to advocate to have more women sitting up here. But I want every woman in the city of Miami Beach to know that I'm going to represent you proudly and that your voice and vision, I will always take your voice and vision into account. I would also like to recognize again our first female and only mayor of Miami Beach, Maddie Bauer, our only female mayor of Miami Beach, Maddie Bauer. It was women like you who paved the way. Women like me, I respect your mentorship so much. Thank you. Passing the baton, and I will advocate for women's rights. Dr. Jacob, I will forever be grateful to you and the Orthodox Jewish community of Miami Beach who pledged their support, came out to vote, took a chance on me. And where is Liliana Martinez? Liliana Martinez, who withstood a tremendous establishment pressure to team up with me for the first time ever for the good of her constituents, the Hispanic community of Miami Beach. Tengo que reconocer a Liliana Martinez por el tremendo esfuerzo que hizo, todos sus capitanes por toda la ciudad, Corralia en South Beach, Miriam Pimentel en North Beach, y toda mi gente hispana que me dieron el voto porque creyeron en mí, porque querían salvar la biblioteca. Los haré muy orgullosos de mí. Con cada acto, entiendo los asuntos que enfrentan la comunidad hispana de todas las edades. Aquí estoy para servir y representar. Gracias. I'm sorry, I'm going through it as quickly as possible. I'd like to thank David Suarez, Save Sophie, running my social media. Thank you so much. It would have driven me crazy if I had to do it alone. Worked tiredly to get our message out. And then there's Publix. Publix. I would like to thank the customers of Publix, the cashiers, the people bagging the groceries, the managers who didn't kick me out, although I am banned from Dade Boulevard unless I'm shopping. I bothered you ad nauseum over months. I gave you my pitch when you really didn't want to hear it and you just wanted to get your groceries and go, but we did it, okay? I would like to thank every single person who honked and waved and went out to vote. There's one doctor at Mount Sinai coming in and he goes, all right, that's it, I'm going to go vote for you. And I don't vote in these elections and it's a second time, but I saw you out here at 6:30 in the morning and I'm going to vote for you, so thank you. Now, other people. Carla Probus, Wendy and Gary Rugg, Mohammed Islam, Sandy Otero, Frank Del Vecchio, as we geared up to battle, you lance that javelin. Thank you. Nancy Liebman, Joe Manning, Tanya Dean, Marvin Weinstein, Jack Finglass, David Greaser, Slow Streets Matthew. I don't know your last name. Also, West Avenue's Gil Durham, former commissioners Ed Tobin, Dee Dee Whitehorn, Irene Bigger, Elizabeth Latone, the CWA, and the parking department. Where are you? Osmani, Ernesto, Moni, you're amazing. I must also thank the AFL-CIO and the AFSCME employees who stood by me instead of succumbing to pressure to endorse. It would have been very politically easy for them to endorse someone else. And labor, because I'm a union member, and my past actions, they stood by me. And they were afraid. I worked hard because of you. I thought, oh my gosh, if I don't get elected, will they lose their jobs? I don't know. Finally, thank you to my friend Jean Marie Echemendia. And also the mayoral candidates, Ronnie Eith and Gus Maness, they all helped too. There are so many more people I could name. The list is long, but you know who you are and that you can count on me. I'm almost done. Margaret Thatcher also said, if you set out to be liked, you will accomplish nothing. Throughout my political career, I've always tried to do what I know is the right thing for regular people. I voted my conscience, and this has resulted in a lot of powerful political enemies, which I'm going to just call foes from now on. Like Churchill said, you have enemies, good. That means you stood up for something, something in your life. So to my political foes, who are now my colleagues, constituents, and who have always been my neighbors, I say, give me a chance to use my skill set to make Miami Beach a better place. Call me up. Let's have coffee. Let's meet and unite. We have a choice. We could sit up here and get stuck in an unproductive groupthink where we nitpick each other without focusing on goals, or we could focus on the future. What? Put the negativity and toxicity behind us, the beautification and betterment of the wonderful city we are privileged to call our home, Miami Beach. On social media the other day, someone asked in a large group, what do you want to see in our local government? And the top answer was making Miami Beach safer and being tough on crime. Residents are demanding law enforcement, law and order, and we are going to demand it of our police chief and our city manager. My one vote will go toward law and order. Being tough on crime, we will arrest criminals when they come to our city and think they can get away with anything. I would like to see them prosecuted to the full extent of the law. We want to send a strong message that if you come to Miami Beach and break our laws, we are going to arrest you and you will serve jail time. And once this happens and gets out, and it will not happen overnight, I believe we will finally see some change in our city. One other thing, I was stuck in traffic in Brickell the other day. It took me 2 hours to go two blocks, and at that moment, more present than ever, was I ready to fight against the overdevelopment of our small island. We do not want that kind of traffic, and we still have plenty of room to breathe here in Miami Beach. So during this term, I pledge to follow our city charter, which is our local constitution, respect it. I pledge to follow our residents' Bill of Rights and make sure that everyone has the right to be heard. I pledge to protect and beautify municipal properties. I will vote to acquire properties for our city instead of selling them. Save the library, salva la biblioteca, ya sabemos. I will learn as much as I can about capital improvements projects and vote to complete as many of them. And last, I pledge to listen to everyone, my colleagues, all stakeholders, and to make the most informed decisions I possibly can. We're at the end of a pandemic. We look forward to a lot of parties and holiday festivities and Art Basel. We're so excited to have Art Basel after skipping it for several Was it 1 year? 1 year, I skipped. Okay. Our billion-dollar convention center is a tremendous revenue generator for all of Miami-Dade County, and Miami Beach is an internationally renowned tourist destination. Miami Beach, we're the greatest city in the world. No matter who invests here, their capital grows and prospers, and that's the truth. This commission, this body, is very lucky to represent Miami Beach. Together, we'll work hard. I thank all of you. Remember that you elected me. I said, vote for me, and I will vote for you. Please come and see me on the fourth floor. I'll be waiting for you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez. Commissioner Mark Samulin.
Thank you, Mayor. And let me begin with just some congratulations to Mayor Gelber. So happy to have you back. Thank you for your endorsement. Proud to endorse you. And so happy to have our two new colleagues, Commissioner Kristen Rosen Gonzalez and Alex Fernandez. I also want to extend my heartfelt congratulations and thanks to everyone that put themselves out there on a ballot. Having done that a few times, win, lose, or draw, it's not easy. Let me begin with a few other thank yous. To the love of my life, Laura, I may be the one, yeah, that's worth a round. I may be the one with ideas, but everyone here probably knows how it gets done and where the heart of our campaign really was. To so many people to thank, and I apologize if I don't get to them all. Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Let me just acknowledge a few elected officials. Mayor Levine Cava was here. Mayor Frances Suarez. Our two amazing county commissioners, Eileen Higgins and Sally Heyman. Our state rep, Commissioner Grieco. our departing colleagues who've had so much impact on me, Commissioner Michael Gongora and Mickey Steinberg, some folks that have been with me for a while, former Mayor Mattie Bauer, Ed Tobin, County Commissioner Katie Sorensen, but especially some of the folks up here, Commissioner Areola, who was with me, Commissioner Miner, Mayor Gelber, I mentioned, Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez, who endorsed me. So many organizations did incredible things. I'll just name a few. SAVE, Equality Florida, the Fraternal Order of Police, the Fire Group, the Realtors, So Be Safe, such a powerful voice. The CWA, too. Let me briefly, and I'll go fast because we have a little running joke about how long these meetings are going to take. I want to just say a word. Give me a minute to talk about my last 4 years. Give me a minute to tell you where we are in this community, a really transformational moment. And then I'll talk a little bit about why I think the best is yet to come. The first thing to know is this is a team sport, governing, politics. Anytime someone says I, what they really mean is we. And we is working with our city administration, our other departments of government, and all of us up here, but especially you, the community. And for me, some of the things I am most proud of, first, the honor the mayor gave me as our chair of the Land Use Committee to serve on our Finance Committee and to be the first commissioner, I believe, ever to be appointed to the County Beacon Council. The headlines for me, and again, following the mayor's lead, we put science first and did our very best to keep this community safe during a horrific once-in-a-lifetime pandemic. And I was especially proud to advocate for our seniors. You know, if you go back to the 2018 referendums, $435 million geobond that 70% of the voters approved, a new charter office, the Inspector General, and finally, after some failed efforts, the new Convention Center Hotel. Frankly, if we had stopped right there, that wouldn't have been a bad day's work, and we did it together. But there was more. I'm proud to have fought for our efforts to rein in noise. I am proud of our efforts to get control of public land with sidewalk cafes. I am so happy we're connecting the beach to the bay. You'll walk our entire beach. You'll go to that beautiful South Point Park, and you will safely cross Fifth Street over a new pedestrian bridge to a park and the beach wall. Resiliency is us. A new 10-year program for our seawalls, the first seawall ordinance ever passed, and some motion to neighborhoods that are flooding today, flooding from water, that you don't just have to wait for our big projects. We will come get you. We're going to help fix it. And speaking of those projects, I am so proud to be the sponsor of the South of Fifth Project, and I'm proud to bring the community as part of our resiliency efforts. Dry streets are great, but that's a necessary but not sufficient condition. 70% of the land on Miami Beach is private, and our new private property adaptation program will bring the community on board. I am proud to have been sponsoring of that. And I am finally proud that the Byron Carlisle remains in public hands, and we're going to get that done. As I shift to the elections, I have probably been one of the most vocal proponents to rolling back alcohol hours to 2 a.m. I know that not everyone agreed, and I have a few bruises to show you, but I'm the type of person when I think it's right, I just got to call it. So let me shift then to the elections. And I want to put in the context of what I believe is a transformational moment for this community. It's not just the place you come for a beautiful beach or to go crazy all night and do things, frankly, that you wouldn't do in your home. It's about arts and culture, as our mayor said. It's about health and wellness. It's about Miami Beach means business. And I couldn't be prouder or happier to have two strong resident voices joining us, Alex and Kristen, Commissioners Rosen Gonzalez and Fernandez. To the 2 a.m. in 2017, there was a big vote. And by a 27% margin, the voters said, no, we're okay with 2 a.m. Fast forward 4 years later. by a 13% margin. My Georgia Tech math holds up. That is a 40% swing. There's something in the water. We better pay attention, especially when so much money, 10 to 1, probably $1 million, was spent and the 2 a.m. actually happened. The electorate wants change. They are raising the bar on City Hall. They want just not to be talked to. They want to be listened to and heard. They want us to clean up this chaos. They want us to dramatically improve public safety. They want their agenda to be at the top of the agenda. And as I listen to all this after 7 months of campaigning, and I trial to boil it down to what is it that they really want? And it's really simple. They want residents first. And that is the message of this election. In my second term, I have a lot of things I'm going to try and get done. I'm going to have a new trusted aide, Julio Rodriguez, at my side to help get it. We are going to get it done with public safety. We are going to put residents' quality of life. We will be a resilient community. I'm a believer in lots of ways to move around. If you like your car, fabulous. But if you want to walk, bike, or use public transportation, there's space for you. After the horrific tragedy in Surfside, we will make our buildings safer. And I believe in strong financial stewardship, making sure the precious money of the taxpayers is paid and paid due attention to. Now, if that's what we want to do, we also have to do it right. And to me, it's the three C's. It's collaboration, it's collegiality, and it's civility. We had a tough election cycle. Someone asked me, Commissioner Samuel, why is that? And I said, well, that may be above my pay grade, but I had a couple thoughts. The national political environment has gotten very divisive. And that's a tough thing to deal with because sometimes what happens at the federal government filters down. Social media, people will do and say things on social media that they wouldn't do in person. And we're seeing that. And frankly, we need to do better. So I ask for the community to help us. We all need to elevate our game. And to my colleagues, we can have respectful disagreements. And I welcome that differences on policy. And I hope that we can keep the people side, and as much as elected officials can, keep the politics out of it. Let's do the people's work. My mother, when she was with us, as I close, yes, Mayor, I will close. I promise you, I will. When my mother was with us, she was a very inspirational figure in my life, and I listened carefully to what she said. She said very simple things. She said, Mark, I want you to try and do well, really try, and if you do, then you need to do good. I want you to do well and then do good. And that's why I'm here. So I want to thank you all for helping me back to this spot. We are going to deliver for you. And the best is indeed yet to come from Miami Beach. Thank you to you all.
Thank you, Commissioner Samuel. And that was, it was not too long. Commissioner Fernandez, you have 20 seconds. Commissioner Fernandez, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And I want to thank my colleagues, especially those who were sworn in today, because last night when I was writing my remarks, I thought, gosh, this is too long. And anyone who has served with me on one of these boards and committees know that I'm very brief in all my comments. Of course, I see the chairman of the planning board there, and he knows that brevity is not always my forte in these things. But Mr. Mayor, on occasions like this, it's almost tradition and indeed proper to highlight what an honor it is to be seated at this dais along all of you, my new colleagues, because it truly is an honor and it is a privilege to represent every resident of Miami Beach. It was almost 1 week ago that I walked into my election night watch party feeling a tremendous sense of gratitude for a victory of almost 60% against a worthy challenger.
It was a moment of excitement quickly overcome by a great sense of responsibility for the citizenry, to deliver for the citizenry who placed their trust in me and in us to serve them. It is a sense of responsibility that I bring with me today and that I hope to carry as we deal with the inevitable challenges that we face in Miami Beach, but that also place Miami Beach at the cusp of such great opportunity. To the electorate of the City of Miami Beach, I say thank you. Thank you for trusting me as a steward of your paradise. I pledge to always be accessible, to always be empathetic, to be proactive, and to always lead for a government that is worthy of its people. Our residents want a cleaner, a safer, a more resilient Miami Beach, and I am ready to work hard every day to advance on these goals. To this extent, I realize that public safety cannot alone be seen solely through the lens of policing, and I support our code enforcement, fire, homeless outreach, parking, park rangers, and sanitations as critical partners in these efforts. In fact, soon, I'll be advancing legislation currently being worked on by our city attorney's office, and I gave them no break. I hit the ground running on day one to help control the proliferation of uses such as liquor stores, smoke shops, tattoo parlors, and others. Some of these uses have been known to cause nuisances, and we must avoid them from defining the character of some of our major corridors. And I'm excited to put my creativity to work with great urgency to help address issues that affect the residential quality of life, like noisy slingshots and the plague of illegal short-term rentals. We are a very special community with a strong social fabric and a historic character that must be preserved. But at the same time, our residents find themselves priced out of Miami Beach, which is why I'm already working with our city attorney's office on legislation aimed at preventing greater disparity and burdens on our housing affordability, employment opportunities, and cost of living. 2022 will be a great year for Miami Beach. I look forward to supporting the completion of key capital projects, Madam Manager, like the final segment of the beach walk, revisiting the staffing patterns, which are so important of our MBPD through the matrix study, to the completion of rebranding of our marketing as a destination, a world-class destination for arts and culture and business and residents and families and conventions that are so important to our economy in Miami Beach and to our whole region. I love public service almost as much as I love our city. It is born from a responsibility to do good for others, instilled in me and my older brother, George, by my mom and dad, who I want to thank them for being here today. And thank you for... It was my family who planted that seed for public service, together with Father Albert, and a seed that has been nourished over the course of many years by some amazing individuals, our leaders like our former mayor, Maddie Bauer, and who joins us today. Thank you, Madam Mayor. Our former Commissioner Dee Dee Whitehorn, Commissioner Joe Martinez, Commissioner Rebecca Solsa, all who gave me the opportunity to serve in their respective offices and grow as a public servant. And I am honored to have had some of them join me today. It is thanks to them that I have the experience today to hit the ground running from day one. I also want to thank Commissioner Sally Heyman, Commissioner Eileen Higgins, and our chairman of the Board of County Commissioners, Jose Pepin-Diaz, for their friendship. I thank them for making time from their busy schedule for having joined us today. They're part of what at the county they call the county family, and I've learned a lot from observing them for many years. And thank you for being here. From all these individuals, I have learned how government functions. But the most important thing that I have learned from them is respect. Respect of colleagues, respect of process, jurisdiction, and authority. Respect when difficult issues arise. The respect that our residents and taxpayers deserve, and which I hope to uphold as a member of this City Commission. That is the respect I received from Commissioner Michael Gongora when he defeated me after running against me, after running against each other for the city commission in 2009. He welcomed my civic engagement and encouraged my growth in public office. And Commissioner Gongora, thank you for participating in my swearing in today. And I also want to thank my former boss, Commissioner Rebecca Sosa, for also having participated in my swearing in. No one knows civility more than, and collegiality more than Commissioner Sosa, and it was an honor to have her participate. Michael, I am honored to replace you on this dais, and today I follow your example and recognize all the amazing candidates who ran for office this year. And I see many of them in the room. I see Adrian Gonzalez, but I most especially want to recognize my fellow contenders in the Group 3 race, Melissa Beattie, who joins us today. Welcome, Melissa. Greg Branch, Stephen Cohen, and Michael Baranow. These individuals love Miami Beach. They made great sacrifices, personal sacrifices, business sacrifices to run for office. And I look forward to their future service to our city. And I've left the best for last because there are many people who share in my victory. My campaign managers, Eric Johnson and Brendan Olson, my advisor, Christian Overt, my treasurer, Betty Gutierrez, the organizations like SAVE, the CWA, our Fraternal Order of Police, our IAFF, Unite Here, So Be Safe, and so many other organizations that are leaders in our community. But also friends like Liliana and Coralia and Elsa and my volunteers, Valerie, Gabriel, and Yale, and Beverly, and Carla, and Gary, and Wendy, and so many others to be thankful for everything they've done. But I want to thank Mr. Mayor and Madam Manager, your staff, for having organized such a beautiful ceremony for us, for our friends, for our family, for our community. So, Mr. Mayor, Madam Manager, thank you very much. And I want to close by thanking God. I want to thank God for my family, for the blessing of living in a beautiful community. Every day I wake up, I walk to the beach, I see the sunrise, I walk along our beautiful capital infrastructure, which we'll be completing soon. And I see the beauty and the greatness of Miami Beach, and in it I see the greatness of even more potential. I want to thank God for my family, and I want to thank God especially for the blessing of a wonderful partner. Robert has been the glue of my campaign. He's always two steps away from me. He is always keeping me on track, and he is always reliably happy and optimistic. And we both feel incredibly blessed by the privilege to give back and serve Miami Beach at a time of such great opportunity, Mr. Mayor, colleagues. Our potential is truly limitless. Our potential is truly limitless. And I am ready to work with all of you. Thank you all very much.
Thank you, Alex. Honestly, I want to give you a hug. It's very
You know I'm a hugger, Mr. Mayor.
We'll get. And I'm going to just I'm going to be brief. This is my third swearing in, and it is. And while it's traditional to thank everybody, I don't want to make it sound like it's just perfunctory. So I want to first. I got my sisters here, Judy and Barbara, and my niece representing the cousins. Thank you, Claudia, for coming. And I want to thank my own family that is here. My wife, everybody talks about law and order. My wife is like can I say 30 years? It's terrible. My wife's been a federal prosecutor for 30 years. She is the chief of the criminal division. She has hundreds of lawyers that work for her. No federal indictment in South Florida is approved unless she approves it. And I just, she is my role model and my best buddy and everything else in my life. So thank you, Joan. Yeah. All right. You got a little bit, just a little. And my kids, Max, and is a senior at Beach High. My daughter, Hannah, she is a senior at University of Michigan, Go Blue. And my daughter, Sophie, who's upstairs in my office working, oh, there she is she's working. She's actually also a Justice Department employee. She works in the Public Affairs Unit in Washington and came down. And I'm so proud of the blessings of my life. So thank you all. Yeah, you can give them a good. I also want to thank my aide, Adrian, and my chief of staff, our chief of staff, Michelle Berger. I rarely thank Michelle. I rarely thank Michelle because I feel like it almost belittles her role in my life. She was my father's chief of staff. She was like a third daughter to him, and she's like a third sister to me. If you know, who runs the world? Is that Beyonce? It's Michelle runs the world. Aileen runs the world. We've got a couple other folks who run the world. It's women. But Michelle really is it. And I want to thank you. And I also, well, I want to thank all my supporters. I think it's really important at a moment like this to also say to people that didn't support you, and I think, Alex, that was so wise and evolved of you, to thank people who didn't support you, because we don't represent just the people that supported us. We represent everybody. And I think that is so critical. And I see the elected officials here from the county, and I know that's how you think of yourselves. You think of yourselves as everybody's elected leader, not just the people that were nice to you or took care of you during an election, but people who may not even know you or may not even like you. So thank you all of Miami Beach, because I am grateful for this role. I don't think anybody is entitled to a position. I think you have to work for it every day and earn your trust every day, and I intend to do that. I want to thank Alina and all the city staff. You know, we get all these accolades, but honestly, we're paid very little, and we are not permanent employees. The people that run our city are the really Alina Hudak and really incredible city staff. We cut the ribbons that they've worked on. We get the accolades for projects they have made happen. And a lot of them are here today, so could all the city staff please stand up so people know who you are? Come on. I really, Alina, you're a city staff. You're supposed to stand up. You know, the reason I want to thank you, and sit down now, the reason I want to thank them, honestly, is that so often what comes up are people who have an issue, but so many things happen effortlessly and beautifully and seamlessly in our city. So many people, I think, love being here. And our city staff love our city. They really do. I can't tell you how proud I am of all of them, including our manager. So thank you all. So I'm just going to give you a little bit of sort of to my new colleagues and to all my colleagues, just 2 points I want to make. And I want to go back to what I think might have been my first month as mayor 4 years ago. You know, when you become mayor, they send you constantly to events where you have to show up to, you know, thank people for coming to the city or doing something. So they sent me to the filming of the Andrew Cunanan Versace film on Collins Avenue. So I was like, one of the first things I did, and they sent me there to thank the directors and the actors and just to let them know we're grateful for them filming in our city. So when I got there, I was really proud. It was just like one of the first things I was going to do as mayor. And when I got there, I could see they were on a break from shooting. And so, you know, there was everybody. It was a perfect time for me to say hello to everybody and do my mayor thing. And then I noticed that there were 6 cops under, who were there controlling traffic and things like that, but were on break. So I went up to them, and I decided that, look, I'm the mayor. The first thing I'm going to do is thank my cops, right? So I went to the first guy, and I said, thank you so much. And he was very, very grateful that I said, I'm the new mayor, Dan Gelber. Very proud of myself, went to the second guy, and she said a nice word to him, went down the entire row, asked one of them, I said, you know, how long have you been here? He said, I've only been here a couple of weeks. I said, that's great. I came to the last guy, and I said, thank you for all you do for our citizens and our residents. Thank you for your service. And then he looked up at me, and he said, you know, we're all actors. And I said, yes. Did not know that. Feel pretty stupid right now. And I guess my message to my colleagues is be humble. You never know when you're going to do something like that. All right? Because the truth is, people didn't elect us because we're smarter or better hairlines or whatever. They are more competent. They elected us because we convinced them that we want to serve them, that we come to this with a public's heart, with a servant's heart. And that is what we're intended to do. So that's the quality that got us here, and that's the quality you can never forget. We are public servants, and nothing but that. And when somebody calls you and you think it's not something that maybe you'd be interested in or care about, it doesn't matter, because if it's important to them, it becomes important to you. And it's really sort of, to me, the pole star of all service. And I know we're not perfect in doing that, but it's what we aspire to. The reason I always like America the Beautiful to be sung as opposed to the national anthem, and it's a little controversial that I always do that, is that if you read the lyrics, and I say this a lot, to America the Beautiful, it's not about a country that's exceptional in static. It's not that God made America exceptional. The whole, all of the lyrics of the five or six stanzas that Catherine Lee Bates wrote, America the Beautiful, are about a country that aspires to be great. And she once said something that I always remembered. She said, greatness must be crowned with goodness. And I thought that was such a beautiful statement for a country or a city, that we have to aspire to be better, realizing that we have flaws, realizing that we will make mistakes, realize that we will fall and falter. But as long as our goal is to be good and to be better, we're in good shape. Now, the second point I want to make is one that has been talked a lot about by my colleagues and in the press. You know, we had a very divisive election, and both with people and with issues, frankly. Very divisive. But by the way, as divisive as it wasn't anything worse than what we get online and in our emails every single day. And I think this is something that has bothered me. I said it last time, and I really want to talk about it again. Public discourse, not just here, but nationally, but certainly here too, has become so negative, so attempting to beat people down, so personal, so vindictive. And I always hate that. And as the mayor, one thing I think is my job is to try to keep us all civil, to try to reach out to everybody and say, look, if you've got this job, I want you to be successful, because it's not my success or your success, it's their success if you're successful. So I have, because I think what makes a city special is not our amenities, it's not our weather, it's not the fact that we have amazing architecture, it's because, frankly, the people here are able to make connections that make this not just a city, but a community. That's what we want here. We want a sense of place. And everything we do is supposed to ensure that, whether it's by creating beautiful amenities that we all can connect to together, like a play or a museum, or whether it's keeping our streets safe so that we can go to parks and feel like we know one another and we can experience that with our families and friends. That's what it is. But it's become so downright, almost profane in the general term of profane, where if you don't agree with somebody, what they've said must be because they're a bad person. I keep track of a lot of the very worst messages I get, and I said to Adrian, my aide, I said, give me some of them. I may want to read them. And he printed a bunch of them, and I can't read one of them. I cannot read a single one of these because they are so vile that I think it would just be inappropriate in front of men of the cloth to say something like that right now. Or in front of my children, because he's still 17 and he's never heard any of those words. But the truth is, this is what I'm going to ask of all of us. I have, for the most part, since I've been mayor, when somebody sends me something that's pretty impolite or vile or profane, I tend to ignore it. I tend to just, sometimes I even respond about the issue without saying, my goodness, you could have said that better. I know, Commissioner Heyman, you don't do that. That's not your practice. You call people out. And I want us to do that. I want, from now on, I just want us to be the example of how a community is supposed to discuss its future. I have had disagreements with many of the people on this dais, and it's interesting. It's not like we're in blocks, because frankly, there's a group that I know is always going to agree with me on one thing, and then there's a group that's going to agree with me on something else, and they're not the same group. So that's just the way it should be. We should be able to disagree without making it personal. And you all and our public should be able to accept the fact that even if we're not going to do what you want, you do have a right to be heard, but you don't have a right to demand that we do exactly what you want or we're a bad person. That's what I think is happening. So for me, what I would simply say is I am going to try these last 2 years to really promote a high-minded discourse, not just on the dais, but in the community. And when people send me something that's really sort of disrespectful, I'm going to respond to them and say, you know, there's a much better way to say that, and you're likely to be heard and listened to and perhaps even responded to with the best version of me if you do that. And I hope we all can do that, because I am weary. Even when my supporters do it, I'm going to tell them that it's inappropriate, because it is. Our job is to make this city the best version of it can be, the best version of itself it can be. I hope that we can be the best version of ourselves as well, because that's what I think our residents demand. Thank you for the honor of being mayor. Commissioner Richardson, you have your hand up.
Oh, yes.
I recognize you for 8 seconds.
Eight. Thank you. I know you said to keep my comments to 45 minutes, so I will. No, I'm kidding. So I want to, again, welcome everyone here. I want to congratulate the victors, our new members. I hope you all found the handwritten notes of congratulations I left in your offices this morning. You know, we live right now in a divided country, and the elections were very, very difficult. We live in a divided community, and together we have to come together, and I appreciate, Mayor, your words and the words of others about coming together. It's so important that we do that for our constituents, because that's what's expected of us at this moment. So I will tell you that I have won 4 elections. I have lost 1. It is a lot more fun to win than it is to lose. I lost a congressional race in a very close race, a few points behind former Congresswoman Donna Shalala. Coincidentally, we had our watch parties next to each other, one restaurant and a restaurant next door. And after I gave my concession speech, I walked to her party, I shook her hand, and I gave her a hug, and we are friends today. So that's what you have to do. It was a tough campaign. I want to congratulate all the people who put themselves out. If you've never run for office, it's a very difficult thing to do. There are pressures. There is no way that we can please everyone in this city. No way. With our decisions. I wish that we could. When I won my election locally, I won with 58%. That means there were 42 out of 100 people that wanted the other guy. 42 out of 100 that wanted the other guy. And he was a tough competitor. So our decision making is difficult, because we know that we cannot make decisions and please everybody. And to your point, Mayor, some of the emails that we get are just horrific, and the things that are said about us. But we take that on, because that's the work that we do, and we smile, and we move forward, and we have to do what is best. So with that, I look forward to working with my new colleagues. Thank you for your reelection, Mayor and Commissioner Samuelin. And we will have disagreements, but together, we're going to get the good work of the city done. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. This concludes the swearing-in part. We have business. Anyone who is here for the swearing-in, what we're about to do is go into some business with regard to our operating budget. So if anybody wants to leave, now would be the good time, if you just came to congratulate your friends and family. That's a message to you, Joan. But we are not in recess yet. We are not in recess. I'm just pausing to let everybody who isn't interested in the RDA budget to go ahead. start doing that. I'm just going to say, please don't be a jerk. You know, I just let him, I mean, the commission I get. I mean, I get this guy. Yeah. Let's go. Love you right now. Hey, Hannah. There's food upstairs. Go. Tell, and Michelle will tell you. All right. So we're still in the meeting. We're going to call, it looks like we've got first the RDA operating budget. Alina, is that what we're going to start with?
Actually, we're going to, if we can, do R7C, which is electing Commissioner, the new Vice Mayor, Commissioner Richardson.
Okay. So is there objection to making Commissioner Richardson the Vice Mayor? Seeing no objection, Commissioner, you got to let us know who your transition team is going to be. It's a very good process. Congratulations, Commissioner Richardson, Vice Mayor Richardson. All right, Alina, should we just go to R7D&E?
Yes, sir.
Okay, let's pull up R7D.
R7D is a public hearing, adopt sixth amendment to fiscal year 2021 operating budget.
Okay, so let's begin with our finance guy. And listen, do me a favor, explain the backdrop so that people understand, especially the reserves and those.
Yes, well, first off, let me just start with why are we here today, right? And the reason is that we, within 60 days of the close of the fiscal year, which means the end of November, we need to adopt a budget amendment that is basically a technical amendment. It kind of cleans up the budgets at the end of 2021. And then any funding that was not spent in a timely manner during FY21, so there's always some funds like that, but there's probably more than normal, really, given the supply chain issues that we've been seeing where we order something, but something has not yet arrived, for example. So that's part of adding it to the FY22 budget. So you see that both of these items for the RDA and for the normal budget, where we have an item for FY21, that's more of the cleanup, and then moving funds into FY2022. And so this is also an opportunity to talk a little bit about where we landed at the end of the fiscal year. Usually there's very little movement or difference between, let's say, the third quarter and the fourth quarter. But because we are kind of in this COVID environment where revenues are a lot more uncertain and so on, we have good news where we have some additional funds. So just to frame the discussion, PJ, if we could get the slide. I have three slides just to quickly help us get oriented here.
PJ, if you could put those slides up.
So throughout the budget process, we've been updating the commission as to how we're doing it during each quarterly update. So the fourth quarter is really the year end, and you can see at the middle of the page, additional reserve in 2021, we picked up $6.3 million at the end of the year, so that's good news. And so on a net basis, at the bottom there, it's a $5.8 million pickup. And so if you go to the next slide, this is really what we were recommending to do with some of that extra money that was unanticipated. So the first is a renovation of a donated fireboat from the county, approximately $400,000. We've been trying to set aside money for several years to do a timely replacement of the fire department's self-contained breathing apparatuses. The total cost is about $900,000. We've saved about half of that, and so this would fully fund that, so that's something that we're recommending. The third item is we've added additional access points on Ocean Drive on 5th, 12th, and 14th, and as a result, somebody has to man them, and it makes more sense to man those areas with security guards to free up the cops to do police work, right? So that's about $300,000. And then the last two items were more proactive here in that the commission has not taken action yet on the fire station site, and that will be discussed on December 8th. We were anticipating the need to move the daycare into a lease facility, and so we had recommended setting aside $1.6 million for that purpose. It would be about $300,000 for the first year of a lease, and up to $1.3 million for build-out of the site. The last item was really the balance, the rest of the funds, $3.5 million. We have a lot of capital project unfunded needs, and so this would not allocate them to any specific project, but instead allocate it to our PAYGO, pay-as-you-go fund, so that when those decisions are made, possibly in the spring, those additional funds would be available at that time. If, however, though, today, if there's any disagreement about any of these items that are on this slide, any of those funds that aren't approved would just fall to reserve and could potentially be allocated at a later date. I'll just finish real quick with the third slide, and then we'll open it up for discussion. This is the resort tax, and you can see again in that middle row that in 2021, we really did finish the year strong. So at the beginning of 2021, it was pretty bad on that October, November, December first quarter. But since then, especially starting in April, we really picked up steam and have been doing really well. So that helped pick up an extra $5.9 million. So, you know, this resort tax, we're not at this point recommending any earmarking or use of those funds at this time, really because there's more uncertainty when it comes to resort taxes, and we'd like to get through the first quarter, which is usually our slowest time of the year, before we make some kind of decision like that we could recommend. So those are the three slides, and I think if we could get some discussion about those five items are on the second slide. PJ, if you could put the second slide back up while we discuss this.
Hold on. So I just want to put everything in. So you all, this is the professional staff recommendation, just so people understand, because there's always talk about budget and how things are run. We got through the pandemic, I think, pretty well. We didn't really cut any forward public-facing services. But what this really means is that, and I really want to take a moment to thank you, John, Tamika, you there also, I see you. Thank you, and Alina. You know, you all really were very, your advice was probably conservative, but I think very responsible. And we got through really an incredibly difficult 2 years. This is like a $12 million surplus. Is that about right?
Yeah, $6 million each fund.
$6 million in each fund. So that's a $12 million surplus. Anyone who sort of talks about how the city's run, just want to thank you, both of you, for your stewardship of our city's dollars. It's really a testament to the fact a lot of cities are reeling in ways that are, you know, frightening of what they're cutting. We didn't really cut public-facing services. And in the end, we now have $12 million that you're recommending to spend this way, which I appreciate you bringing it up. I understand that it had to be that. Now, this is a public hearing, so I'll tell you what. If you'd like all to talk first, we can do that, and then we'll go to the public, which we have to do before we vote. Although I will say this. There are two items, right? There's two operating budget items, the Sixth Amendment and the Second Amendment. Are they both? What's the Second Amendment? Or have you described them both?
The first one, the FY 2021 amendment, that's the one that we really statutorily are required to get done. There's really no decision making there other than approving it. It's really the second item of where we carry forward the savings into the new budget. How much of it do we want to allocate to these particular things?
So you've described both at this point. So have we called up both? Raphael?
R7E is also being heard, which is also a public hearing that's adopt Second Amendment fiscal year operating budget.
I just want to make sure that in a moment I'm going to call for the public hearing. It's going to be on both R7D and R7E. So, Commissioner Salmon, you seem anxious. Go ahead.
Always to keep us on time and on track, Mayor. Thank you for that. First off, great news that we have these funds. This is really good news, and our CFO, city manager, should be complimented for their fiscal and financial stewardship. And I think that's just great. A few of them to me seem less than controversial, you know, self-contained breathing apparatus, someone donating something to us seems like goodness, no problem. Where I do have pause, and I use that term appropriately, is with the last two items, the build-out of the South Shore Community Center, the funding for capital, and I think these are examples, but it says fire station and 72nd Street Complex. John, just to be clear, you know, we have a meeting on December 8th. This is a swearing in. It's really ceremonial. Will anything bad happen if we take that up on the 8th?
If we could take up the South Shore Daycare build-out and lease on the 8th, yes, we certainly could do it then. We would just do another budget amendment at that time.
And the PAYGO?
I think what we were coming from was trying to be proactive about it, but yes, that's exactly.
And the PAYGO as well?
Yes.
The fifth one.
Any of these five items, yeah.
Yeah. So, colleagues, I'm really trying to show deference to our new colleagues who really just got here. I'm not sure they had the benefit of all the briefings in history. So I'm going to make a motion that we accept the city's recommendation, but that these two items not be approved today, and that what we do is we allocate those to reserves, and that we revisit on the that we revisit at the really the first time this commission will meet in business on the 8th. That's my motion.
I'll second.
Okay. We got two people who want to. So what we're looking at now is, first of all, we're not voting on this until I think we have a public hearing. So I'd like to hear from the public at some point. I guess we can do the amendments first. But the public has, I think, a right to be heard on this. Raphael, should I go to the public before we start voting?
Yeah, we have one member in the public.
Okay, so anybody who would like to speak, we're going to have 2 minutes each. Do you have anyone online?
Yes, I do. I'm going to call Nicole Drury first. Ms. Drury, you have 2 minutes on items R7, D, and E.
Good morning, commissioners and Mr. Mayor. And I have already sent you guys an email in reference to both items. We're asking you guys to defer this. We appreciate the financials department proactiveness, but we do not appreciate that this is being rushed within. It says on that slide that they're looking into the South Shore Daycare specifically, just $1.6 million allocated for that. We have a whole entire South Shore Community Center with several activations going on currently being hosted in that building that need to be relocated to another place and need to have a long-term plan. We don't have that, so you guys should not be asking for any further money until we make a right decision on what's going to happen to the fire department and the community center. Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
Thank you. Sir, go ahead.
1020 Meridian Avenue. Thank you for being heard. As I wrote to you, Madam City Manager, we were quite surprised because we had heard from Ms. Hernandez that our information request would not be honored on this until the first of this week, and then we find out at 4:40 p.m. that this item is on here. Mr. Mayor, I heard and I appreciate your comments, and I hope that we do have a new day of transparency. In that same spirit, I hope that you will all support Commissioner Samuelin, and so that we defer this, that the Flamingo Park Neighborhood Association, as we had intended, will debate this, but that we also, and I again, Madam City Manager, I urge you to give us the information that we requested so we can make informed decisions as residents on what to support. So we have been very clear for over 2 years that we felt that we have been shut out as a neighborhood association. Please give us the information that we can make informed decisions and that we can then advocate appropriately to this body. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anyone else want to speak? You can come up if you're waiting to speak and be in the queue. It would be probably more efficient.
Okay, thank you. Daniel Serraldo with the Miami Design Preservation League. First of all, congratulations on all the winners, and we're looking forward to working with all of you in the coming years. It's great news to hear that our visitors and our restaurants are overflowing, and that trickles down into the city budget. And I also want to thank all the people that work in hospitality because they go often unmentioned, and they're really the ones who have been at the front line in this sort of renaissance of the city that we see now. As far as the allocation of the South Shore, my suggestion would be, based on what I've heard here, is maybe allocate and then deliberate later. Because one thing that, and I don't think it's on the staff necessarily, we've had COVID, so it's been very hard to get the neighborhood together. You know, I've been to some of the meetings where it's like a webinar, and so the residents aren't actually on video, and they're hearing what the staff wants, but the staff hasn't necessarily had the opportunity to hear back, I think, as much as we probably would like for such an important site as far as the 6th Street Community Center. The other thing I wanted to hope, just mentioning today, my plan of seed, is that there's a property on 5th and Michigan where the developer wants to redevelop it and even get a little height increase. So maybe that'd be an opportunity for the city to sit down with the owner and see if there might be a way to do a public-private partnership so that there could be a fire station on 5th Street, which we all know with the monorail coming will really be a very commercial street, and there might be some opportunities there. I don't know all the details, but just wanted to throw that out there for consideration. And just want to thank you again for your good work. Thanks.
Thank you.
We have Mitch Novick. Mr. Novick, you have 2 minutes.
Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to echo the comments of Daniel Seraldo. This fire station that's being proposed, I've objected to for over 2 years now. I manage a building right across the street. The negative impact of the fire trucks and the marketability and valuation of my asset, I am greatly concerned with. This fire station, or what's being proposed, should be moved, or a location should be found along Fifth Street where residents will not be negatively impacted by the incessant noise and from a fire station. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We have no other speaker online, sir.
Ms. Bauer?
Me? Oh. Yeah. My turn. Congratulations to all of you, first of all. I am happy of the people that have been elected, including you, Mayor Gelbeck. I'm happy you're back up there. You have a calming voice and a calming manner, and so I think that it's terrific that you're back with our other three commissioners, and I'm very happy. It's a wonderful day for all of Miami Beach. I, right now, the only thing I want to say is I support Commissioner Samuelin's motion of deferring this. This is a very happy day, and it's a day that we need to continue to have happiness. And so doing this will just clear everything so that we can go to lunch. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else on the public?
No, sir.
Hello, everyone. Mr. Mayor. My name is Raul Leones. I'm a young owner of two restaurants in Lincoln Road. First, congratulations to the winners. We would like to discuss how the closing of the two most emblematic restaurants will affect the public budget. We are here to claim our right and avoid the closure of the sidewalk cafe to our restaurants. It's not a secret that restaurants in Miami Beach generate more than 90% of their sales at the sidewalk cafe area. Our restaurants has the best social media reputation in Lincoln Road, valued at 4.9 stars in Google and TripAdvisor with more than 5,000 reviews. Does the city understand how the closure of our store affect tourists and the Miami Beach community, being restaurants that between both build $10 million a year? We have survived the pandemic with great effort and sacrifice. We have outside the building more than 100 families who are about to lose their job at Christmas. We are denied the right to renew our sidewalk cafe license for violations that were removed in court. We only ask for a minute of your time to review this situation and avoid the closure of the two restaurants on Lincoln Road. We ask for support for our restaurants that have been operating in Lincoln Road for more than 10 years. creating beautiful memories in each of our customers and including people in this room. Thank you.
Thank you. Listen, if you're, I appreciate that, and I let you speak. We're on our operating budget right now, so if you want to talk, I'm going to probably at some point say we have to vote on another measure. So I'm going to ask if you're not speaking on the measure we're voting on, which is our operating budget, please, there'd be other opportunities. We're not taking action on that today at all. I don't want to in any way make short shrift of your concerns, but I also want you to know we're not voting on it, so there's nothing really, it's sort of out of order. Are you here to speak about the same thing?
I was the second.
Make a quick thing, but it's really, this is a different.
I appreciate the second, sir. I just want to second whatever he says because it's really important for us. And as I said, as many other families, consider this now because maybe we're not going to be able to come for the when you are going to make this decision. Just we want to make the point clear. Please consider there's a few families that is going to lose their jobs.
So thank you. And by the way, we know there are people downstairs. Why don't I make this easy? Everybody who adopts what we just heard, just raise your hand so we know you were here for this purpose. In other words, if you support these two gentlemen's comments, so we know you were present today, just raise your hand if you'd like to so we know you're here for that purpose. Okay. Thank you very much for coming. All right. Is there any other public hearing? Nope. All right. We're going to close the public hearing, and let's now go to my colleagues. The staff has recommended supporting this. We've got a motion from Commissioner Samuel that's been seconded saying let's wait 2 or 3 weeks. Anyone else want to be heard before we speak? Commissioner Rosen Gonzalez, why don't you go ahead?
I support Commissioner Samuelin's motion simply because I don't think today is the day to debate this. To my colleagues, I would like you to know that when this fire station first did come up, you can go back in history and look that that was a perfectly fine site, the site where it is right now. It was going to be rebuilt where it is right now. That's all I can say, and I'm going to support the motion. Yes, Maddie. Okay. All right. So.
Thank you. Anyone else want to be heard? Commissioner Ariola.
Just a good question maybe for Alina or John. So, I mean, we're just being asked to approve this now. We're still going to talk about this again at our next meeting, correct?
What you're basically doing is two line items that were being recommended, 1.6 and the 3.5 will be put in reserve. On December 8th, you'll have multiple agenda items that relate to these topics, and at that time, you will have to make a funding allocation or we won't be able to move forward with a lease.
But we'll debate it then?
Yes.
Later. Yeah. Okay, so, I mean, I'm fine waiting to then to debate it, but, I mean, I'll approve it today just to move it for a longer debate at our next meeting.
Okay.
We put it in reserves. I mean, what's wrong with that?
All right, so you don't you would rather...
I do not support the motion, no. I
mean, you'll support the staff recommendation.
I am supporting the staff recommendation that we put it in reserves. I don't see the harm in doing that.
Okay. Commissioner Richardson.
I just want to be clear. So the recommendation is not the expenditure of any funds. Is that right?
Right. It's earmarking funds into the new budget for potentially this purpose. So, for example, the South Shore Daycare build-out and lease, there's a timing issue associated with it. We were trying to be proactive, get the money in place. If we didn't need it, we could always not spend it. But it sounds like the motion that's on the floor would just defer earmarking this potentially until December 8th. That's all. So we would just have to do another budget amendment, but that's nothing new.
So the motion is to adopt the first three items as an earmark, and the last two, rather than earmarking those, just to put those into reserves.
Right. By doing nothing, they go to reserve. That's really what happens.
Yeah. And what is the recommendation of the administration?
Well, the recommendation of the administration is in writing. It has been recommended. It was proactive. There's longstanding history and approval process in this city for purposes of moving forward with these projects. And in order to do that, we, in good faith, were negotiating and are negotiating a lease to be able to accommodate the needs of the daycare center. So we will be coming to this commission as soon as that lease is negotiated, hopefully December 8th. That is the goal. And in order to be able to do that, we will need funding. That doesn't mean that it has to be allocated today. It certainly could be allocated on December 8th or whenever the lease is finalized.
Because you're not planning on spending any money before December 8th, even if we allocate
not.
It today,
we
right?
We are not.
Okay. So, I'm gonna support the motion because I don't think it costs us anything that we can just we're not gonna spend any money, and we should put it in reserves. The other reason is the other item on capital. I'm so pleased that we have this money, $12 million. I think some of my colleagues know that I've been working on a plan to fund the gap that we have on 72nd Street. I haven't talked about it publicly because didn't want it to be a part of the campaign season, but I'm going to be bringing an item on December 8th to talk about that issue. I haven't even considered that we would have $12 million more than what I have already identified as a plan, so I'm excited about that. I'll also spread upon the record that, you know, I've told you all that I'm working very seriously on another proposal for the Byron Carlisle, and I'm very hopeful that it would be a plan that would allow us to keep title to the land and do all sorts of great things. I'll be bringing an item if it's ready in December, if not, because we're still working on some financing. So, but I don't have any problem with waiting on this until December 8th because we're not spending any money. Now, if you tell me that we have to do this today because we have some lease obligations, I would have a different answer, but I think I'm not hearing that. I just want to be clear. Is that right?
That is correct, and we would not execute a lease until such time. Now, it may hurt us for purposes of negotiation. I don't know that I can speak to that. If Adrian is here, he can certainly speak to that. But we will not be spending any money until we execute a lease. The only other thing that I would caution the commission, and part of the reason that we care very much about the reserves, is that we're entering collective bargaining, and that is a process that, you know, all of you will be briefed on in the future. And in order to be able to accommodate anything that comes out of that process, we would need some flexibility in the reserve as well.
Let's hear from Adrian.
Adrian, please guide us.
So at this time, we're negotiating, like the manager said, we're negotiating good faith. We don't have any funding allocated, but we don't have any commitment to them. The landlord has given us as a courtesy until December 8th for the city to make a decision on whether they want to pursue the property before re-releasing it back to the market. So they've given us that window as a courtesy because we're the city of Miami Beach. But that's essentially where we are right now.
Hold on for a second. Are you finished, Commissioner?
So
we have no obligations right now, financially or not.
Okay, but if we don't approve this today, are you going to stop negotiating?
No, sir.
Okay. I don't have any other questions.
Commissioner Gonzalez?
What bothers me is that you have a building right now with a perfectly good daycare that has a wonderful playground, and now you're negotiating a $1.6 million yearly annual, I don't know, the initial lease, $1.3 million for the build-up, $400,000 year over year. How long is the city really going to pay that before they say, hey, we're not going to spend half of, okay, so she said to take a deep breath. How long are we going to have to pay that money before you guys say, all right, you know, it's no good, we're not going to pay half a million dollars any longer to sustain this daycare? I would like to ensure that that neighborhood retains the daycare. And one of the ways to do this is to go back and really look at this 6th Street project. And that's all I'm saying. Because we have a motion to possibly not allocate this money. So to continue to negotiate the contract, we have a bunch of new people on this dais, and we don't necessarily know how everybody feels about it. I think we can start off in a better, more positive way.
Okay.
Let me, if I could.
Sure, just, and we got to bring this in, but
yeah,
go ahead.
We need to. So I think on the December 8th, I'm very supportive of the daycare for this community, and we need it. But, and I know the organization. I have for years a Little Havana Activities Nutrition Center, but I do have concerns that other daycare centers in our city may ask for funding as well, and we should look at that issue because I don't know the details of this. I don't know if we're providing subsidies for some of the families that are in need of financial assistance. I don't know all those details, but I'm hoping we can have that conversation on the 8th. We do need the daycare in the area, and
But if I were a daycare operator in another part of the city, I might ask why I'm not getting the same sort of assistance from the city. And that's not any sort of negative comment on the organization that's running that. I don't have no history on when it was, when that subsidy was started and so forth. But if you're telling me today that we don't have to make a decision, you're not going to stop negotiating, and that we can have the bigger policy discussion on December 8th, I'll support the motion.
And I just want to make sure, Adrian, you said December 8th is when the landlord, does that mean that if we act on December 8th, we won't have prejudiced ourselves in that?
So on December 8th, you'll get a draft of the lease that our city attorney's office and our office of real estate have been working on. If December 8th passes, the landlord will open it back up to the market, and we could potentially lose that site. We have not identified any other site for this particular tenant, so it's really our eggs are in this basket. So December 8th is really the time, that window that the city's been given as a courtesy to have this particular site. Anything after that, it's up in the air.
My question is this. There's two issues. The first is whether we support the fire station. I'll speak to that in a moment. As we're building it. And the second is whether we act now at this meeting, which is a little unusual, but I understand that staff thinks that there's time limits that force us and compel us to. But my question is a simple one, because Commissioner Samuelson wants to push it to December 8th. Commissioner Earle would rather just do it now. Commissioner Richardson is prepared to push it to December 8th because I think, and I don't want to speak for you, but you believe it won't prejudice our ability to get that particular area. So I just want to confirm that's the case. In other words, if we vote on December 8th that we want the library and we want to allocate the money to the daycare center across the street, will we be able to do that, or will we lose that opportunity? That, I think, is what we need to know.
Yeah, that was my question. So will our decision to postpone the decision until December 8th affect your ability to negotiate what you believe you need to do?
No, sir.
Okay. That makes it easy. Because it looks like there are four people already who would like to move it. But I do want to say something about the fire station, because this is a bit of a moment where we're talking about that. And it does occur to me that some of us disagree with having the fire station. Some of us do not. I do not. I know that there are people that feel very strongly about keeping that 6th Street Center exactly the way it is. But I also know that this journey to find a fire station that works for our firemen and women has been going on for a long time. And I do, and I just want everybody to know, for me at least, at December 8th, I am going to support building a fire station exactly where the administration has said so. The current fire station is FS1 is, I think, below 5.5 feet below FEMA-based flood elevations. In fact, there is a very clear worry that when it floods, it is unusable to protect people. And think about often when we do have those moments of storms and things. Secondly, and I think this is, people should know this, when we built that, south of 5th was not as dense as it is today. Right now, it is further away from a very dense area of our city than it should be, and our fire professionals have said we need to move it closer to that area. The 2017 vulnerability assessment made it very clear that that's stuff that we have to do. In fact, if you go to that current fire station now, and I have been there, it's embarrassing that we put our people that we hold up as our heroes, we put them in there, and they live there. It's really something. So our staff has said this is what we need to do. They looked at 13 sites, and they did a full site inspection of all these different areas to see what would make the most sense. So this didn't just come upon somebody's idea. They looked at Jefferson, Flamingo. I have a list of all of them because I thought it would be important for us to know that. They did have meetings. The Geobond oversight, remember, 72% of our voters said that they want a new fire station. There was community presentations by staff to residents. There's plans that have been presented to neighborhood associations. It's been raised at the Sutnick Hour. Now, there have been major concerns raised by some. One is some people have said that, although it's a 1970 building, they feel like it's historic. I've talked to you about it, and I appreciate totally the way those who have come in and said we need to preserve the building. I understand that. I'm not sure, though, that given what the staff has said and the condition of the current library, that that's going to be an option. The other major point raised is that it is a community center for kids, and it's a daycare center, and that's what this particular line item is. It's to take that issue out so that those who have said we cannot dislocate this daycare center to find a building proximate to it, not far away, but proximate to it, that would solve that. So this was placed on the agenda to at least address that. We're going to have to move it to the December 8th agenda because there are four folks that want to do it, and our staff says there's no prejudice. But I do want everybody to know, at least for me, and I think for a few others, we are going to have to vote on that day to do this, or we're going to start this process up again and relitigate where we're going to put a new fire station. And that is going to be an issue that you're all going to have to deal with. I know we make very difficult decisions. I know we please people and displease people all the time. But I thought, as the mayor, I should just say, I am going to follow our manager and our staff's recommendation and our fire chief's recommendation that moving the fire station to 5th, 6th Street makes sense, and that we need it desperately, and it's safer for our residents, including our south of 5th residents, who right now have to wait for a fire truck from close to Flamingo Park when they have an issue. So for me, on December 8th, I'm going to be supporting it, even if we're going to extend this smaller matter to that date. So,
Mayor, may I?
Sure.
If you're finished, if I may. To the city administration, just a question, and thank you to my colleagues for the support of them. The mayor referenced a site selection analysis. Is there any objection to including that in the record on December 8th so the public can also be aware of that?
Absolutely not.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Mayor, I'll add my...
Oh, I'm sorry. Commissioner Rosman-Gonzalez. Yeah.
Could we also include the original memo on the fire station from Jimmy Morales about rebuilding the fire station? They had an entire plan to rebuild it on the original site where it currently is right now. Could you please pull that?
Sure.
Thank you. And include that in the memo. Thank you.
Commissioner Richardson.
Yeah, I'll put on the record that I'm fully supportive of the recommendation of the administration. The conditions of this fire station are deplorable, and it's sad that our first responders are having to literally live in these conditions. And so also there is a need to move it because of the density and where the needs come from. So I'm going to be fully supportive. I have no objection to supporting this because it's not going to have an impact on decision making. And so we can have that policy discussion on December 8th. But I will be fully supportive of the initiative on December 8th.
Okay. With that, let's go ahead and vote. So someone's going to move it. So it's moved and seconded. So we're voting on...
John, do we need to do R7D first?
It's better to do D first.
Okay, yeah. So D, I don't have a motion yet on R7D.
And R7D? That is to move the funds from the prior fiscal year into this year, right?
Correct, but Samuelin did it as amended, and that's E. So we need to do D first.
So just for clarity, if I may, Mayor, so if we vote on D as is, we can still adopt the motion on the table for E. Is that correct, John?
Correct.
Yeah. Okay, so I'll move D.
And I'll second it.
Okay, so them both moved and seconded. Do we call them? Can we vote? It's a roll call, right?
It's a voice vote.
All right, then show moved and seconded. Is there objection given what we've said? You want to?
Well, I think D is simply to move the funds from the prior fiscal year into the current fiscal
D,
year.
D, everybody's
so
going
I
to
think everybody's going to.
So show D adopt unanimously. Let's move the next one.
And R7E is as amended, and it was Commissioner, if I recall, Commissioner Samuelin and
Minor.
Minor.
Yeah, it's got the necessary votes to pass. So let's show it passed with one objection.
Yep.
Okay. All right. With that, we're going to now, we got to move to the RDA, but before we do, I want to do one thing that's not on the agenda. Is there anything else that you have other than the RDA? Okay, so I want to do this real quickly, and I apologize for bringing it up. With regard to the Ocean Drive cafe permits, we are supposed to be, not the cafe permits, the expansions, we are supposed to be ending that program when, Alina?
The expansions are to be removed November 30th per the policy directive of this commission.
Okay, the ODA has asked that we typically you would just be able to do this without us giving you direction, but we had given you direction on last time on November 30th. The ODA has asked for simply a 5 days for the Ocean Drive places because of Art Basel. They just want to wait another week before they close. I don't have any objection to that. I think it's a pretty modest request from the Ocean Drive. I apologize that it's not on the agenda, but I also thought it was so minor that it probably didn't matter a whole lot. Does anybody object to, I mean, Alina probably could have called us all up. Does anybody object to giving the permittee, whoever has that expansion, another week?
Are we voting on it?
Well, I think you just want direction. I think we can vote on it, or you can just, I think, does anybody object to that?
We can't take action on an item that's not on the agenda, Mayor. But you could discuss the, if you're going to raise a new issue, you could discuss it and give general feedback to the
manager. Okay, is that, does anybody, I wanted to give Alina that direction. Does anybody have an objection to that? Or everybody okay with it?
I'm fine with it.
I'm fine with it. I think it's a good idea.
Is that, I assume that's your recommendation?
And just point of information, it's only for 5 days just for the purposes of Art Basel.
Just so that they don't have to do all that in the middle of Art Basel or before.
So I'm assuming that that would mean that we would require that the expansion be removed on December 6th. Just in full disclosure, that will delay our implementation of opening the one lane southbound and the painting of the green bicycle lane probably by about a week.
Okay. Yeah. Are you okay?
Just quick, Alina, is that your recommendation, the 1 week extension?
I have no issue with the 1 week extension.
Okay. All right, now we've got to do the RDA. Let's convert ourselves to RDA.
So we are meeting as a redevelopment agency. All members are here except Commissioner Higgins. The first item is RDA 1, adopt First Amendment Fiscal Year 2021 RDA operating budget, and 2 is amendment to Fiscal Year 2022 RDA operating budget, RDA 1 and 2.
John, you're recognized to explain.
So this is really just, again, a cleanup item, if you will. We do this at the end of every fiscal year. And so the only thing that's a little different in this one, besides the carry forwards that we normally do, is that the Collins Park garage, we probably should have put it into the RDA fund when we created it. It was kind of an oversight that we caught, and we'd like to go ahead and remedy that and move it into the RDA. That's it.
Members, do you have any questions? And Alina, I'll ask if there are no other questions. Is this a recommendation of the administration to move this funding?
Yes, it is. Both those items.
I'll move it.
It's been moved.
I'll second.
Who seconded it? Commissioner Fernandez. Is this a voice vote?
It's a voice vote. Yes.
Is there anyone in opposition to the measure? Show it done unanimously.
Commissioner Higgins absent. Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Did we get both items, Rafael?
That was a motion for both, correct? That's the way I understood it.
Yes,
it was.
Okay, got it, yes.
I move both.
We have no further items.
Okay. Seeing no other business before the commission, we are adjourned.
Thank you all.
Everyone have a great day.